This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Good evening. Merry Christmas. I am Mother Mary Ellen, and I'm so grateful that you are here. And I would just give you lots of grace and blessings because they abound in this place. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for my warm welcome over the last few months in this holy place. I have found St. Joseph's to be very warm and holy and a lot of joy. We come together as a people who have traveled through life with many different areas and circumstances, and yet now we're placed in this community of Jesus with one another. I'm reminded of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who contradicts the whole notion of Descartes, Rene Descartes, who says, "I think, therefore I am." Tutu says, "No, I am because you are, we are. Me, we," is what he calls it. So we need to recognize that we cannot live without each other. And we come together as a community with joy and celebration, but we also will come together during times of grief and lamenting. We gather with song and dance and deep and abiding friendships with discussions about the divine. I've met many dear friends and embraced them and also said goodbye and mourned the separation of those from whom we love. Gathering and loss are the rhythm of life. People come and go. Memories are made and forgotten and then brought back to life. I'm not sure I will ever be comfortable of how fast life goes by, how quickly it spans. My mother always told me the older you get, the faster it goes, and I'm beginning to really think she was right. It's so quickly, those that leave us for the next life. And I've said this before because it really impacted me back in 2011 when I went to my mother's homeland, Australia, and we were in the Brisbane Cathedral with my husband. The priest had just lost a dear friend, and he said that when people are alive, they live outside of you, and when they die, they move inside of you into your memories. So here in this place, clearly we're on holy ground. This is our sanctuary. It's our thin place, as the Celtic tradition shares. I also think at this time of year about one of my favorite Victorian poets, Christina Rossetti, who wrote, "Love came down at Christmas, love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas, star and angels gave the sign. Worship we the Godhead, love incarnate, love divine. Worship we our Jesus, but wherewith for sacred sign. Love shall be our token. Love be yours and love be mine. Love to God and all men. Love for plea and gift and sign." Think about that. Love came down at Christmas. God did not have to meet us on earth, but God did. Remember the I am when Moses says to God, "What is your name?" God says, "I am." So think about that. God is being. God is being. God is everywhere. God surrounds us. God is creation. God is everything that exists. God chooses to embrace humanity and encounter us just as we are, flawed, broken, and lovable. Jesus lived, and he lives today, and he will live for eternity. Think for a moment about eternity. I was listening to one of my favorite sages who's no longer with us, Joseph Campbell, who said people mistake eternity. They think eternity is somewhere in the future, but it's not. Eternity is in the present. It's in the now. It's in this very moment. And it's really important that we begin to think about how shackled we are with time. You know, the Greeks had two words for time. They had chronos and kairos. Chronos being chronological time, which we all live by, right? And then we have Kairos. And Kairos is that time. If you've ever had a baby, you know that the time doesn't matter. If you've ever fallen in love, you know that the time doesn't matter. If you're ever with someone who's dying, you know that the time doesn't matter. That is Kairos time. Think about how often you're in Kairos time and how often you're in Chronos time. I know for myself, I'm in Chronos way too much. We squander our precious moments with the depression of choices made in the past or the anxiety of the unknown paths of the future. Let us find a way to relish the present. It's the gateway to eternity, and it's not somewhere in the future. It's now, this very moment, this second. Tonight, our awareness is an open-hearted welcome with a strong recognition that the Messiah is with us. The powerful and almighty Messiah comes as a little, tiny, fragile, vulnerable baby. Imagine that. We wait for the fruition of shalom to pervade the world. And I want you to think about the word shalom because it does not just mean peace. Shalom means that everyone will be fed. All will be safe. All will not have violence in their life. It's a Hebrew word, and it means so much more than peace. It means harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. I don't know about you, but certainly I'm searching for these places in my life. And that's what we need to do. We need to come to shalom by Jesus. Sadly, though, humanity continues to suffer from greed, avarice, insecurity, and gluttony. Sometimes when you're watching something on TV, you'll see somebody wins $1 million, and they'll say, "Wow, I wish it could have been two." Think of how often we do that, how often it's never enough. It's never enough. I remember the other day our dishwasher broke, and I said, "Oh, what a pain. I can't believe it breaks right before Christmas." And my son said to me, "Mom, that's a first world problem. You can wash the dishes." You know, we begin to think about all the things that we need to be grateful for. We have so much to be grateful for, and we live better than most of the world. But are we content? Are we content? How do we find that? How do we stop desiring more? I would say that I believe in what St. Augustine says all those centuries and centuries ago. Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. So how do we rest in God? How do we greet the baby? I was listening to somebody on the radio as I traveled here the other day, and it was a person who was an expert on happiness. And he said, what people get wrong is happiness is not personal. Happiness is relational. I think that's so true. How much quality is there in your relationships? Think about it. And I'm not just talking about your relationship with people. Think about your relationship with animals. I don't know about you, but my dog has more unconditional love for me than any creature in the entire world. And my sister would say her cat does. They are just amazing, as all creation is. How do we take care of creation? So how do we take care of this vulnerable, innocent, hope-filled baby? How do we encounter God every single day in different ways? Well, I have a few ideas. First of all, how do we become comfortable with solitude and understand the difference between solitude and loneliness? Do we practice Shabbat every week? And Shabbat not only being Sabbath, but also being with family and friends, being with community. We have to support and love each other. Remember, as the marriage covenant says, in sickness and in health. How many of you have ever bathed in nature? No, I'm not asking you to go out and be naked in nature anytime soon. But really, go out and be with trees, be with the animals, breathe it in. Recognize our incredible weather here. How about really digesting material that's edifying and worthy? Staying away from violent or agitating or anger-provoking stuff that's on TV. Find safe space from toxic people. Stay away from people who are so wounded they want to wound you. Remember, hurt people hurt people. Being grateful for all that we have and what we have now. I always remember that great saying, don't be sad that it happened. Be glad that it happened and appreciate the fact that you have that beautiful memory. We need to live in the present, not obsessing with the past or getting depressed about choices we've made or being anxious about the future and the unknown. There's nothing we can do except do our very best. Be aware of being distracted. I don't know what distracts you, but I know what distracts me, my phone. How many are distracted by your phones? Oh, come on, more than that. Yes, that's what I thought. And learning what other people say about us is not important. Nobody really knows you. I've been married for 47 years, and I would say that Charlie knows me better than any other person. However, there are parts of me I'm sure he probably doesn't know, and vice versa. People are mysteries. People are mysteries. So let's not judge each other. And so precious. And that we need to treat each other with great dignity. How do we love and recognize our beloved friends? Remember what Jesus calls you. Jesus calls you his friends. And he's willing to give his life and does so for you. So what matters is how our God embraces us with unconditional love. Our gift tonight and today, tomorrow, is the Christmas season, is living with and into love. God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son to us. And it's not easy always to be a Christian. We want to respond different ways when we're hurt, but we're called to follow Jesus. So no matter who we are or what we do, God's love is immense. It's more than anything we can fathom. So it's time for us to live into our mysterious God of light, knowing that all is well because God is with us, Emmanuel.